And we're back on KMAN's In Focus. It's 9:22, and we're joined by Manhattan Building official Brad Clausen and some very special guests this morning. We're going to be speaking now about Furniture Amnesty Day, and I'm going to let the two of you introduce yourselves because there's always so many different people associated with this event. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about yourself and your association with Furniture Amnesty Day?
Absolutely. My name's Caitlin Long, and I'm a program coordinator and instructor at the Staley School of Leadership Studies at K-State.
And my name is Hannah Schoaf, and I'm a student coordinator for hands-on at K-State at the Staley School as well.
Well, and of course, Brad Clausen, you have your own affiliations with this event. And so when exactly is Furniture Amnesty Day coming up?
Yeah, thanks for having us on, actually. July 28th, which is the last Friday of July, and that's usually typically always the day we use because it's not a random date. We want it to be as close. August 1st is a pretty big move-in, move-out day for the rental population. So we wanted it to be as close to that for people that are either needing furniture to move in or trying to get rid of furniture. They're moving out, you know, rather than have people just dumping it in the alley or somewhere else. You know, originally this event started, I think this is our 11th year maybe. And I know we started this event originally as just a way to keep people from dumping furniture when they move out, you know, give them somewhere to take it, to drop it off. We pick it up. We'll talk about that a little later. But, you know, and kind of a nice side benefit is a lot of that furniture is still really good usable furniture, and it gives people that need some furniture a chance to have some of that.
Well, and Caitlin, what is the Staley School's association with Furniture Amnesty Day? How did this partnership come about?
Mm-hmm. So Leadership Studies, Hands-On K-State is a part of the Staley School of Leadership Studies at K-State and has been involved with Furniture Amnesty Day, gosh, Brad, would you say last...
Actually, since the beginning.
Years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the original partnership was really the city and the and K-State, mm-hmm. through the School of Leadership Studies, but we kind of jointly created the event back then and have worked together on it ever since.
And Hands-On K-State really operates as kind of the bridge between the Manhattan community and K-State students and faculty members, and so it's a really nice partnership. We also work closely with Kansas United Way as well. So they are a great connection, both providing volunteers for the day of the event and then also reaching out to social service agencies to make sure that anyone who is in need of furniture knows about the day and is able to come and select furniture.
Well, and Hannah, what is your role in organizing Furniture Amnesty Day? I would assume it requires a lot of like power from the students to execute all the moving and organizing. That's probably a big job.
Yeah, so I'm just in charge of keeping... collaborating everybody together with all the different organizations and just making sure all the details are in check. So we work with Howie's Trash, a lot of different other organizations in Manhattan, and then creating a volunteer network. Usually that's provided by the Staley School of Leadership and, as Kate said, Kansa Way. But, yep, I'm just like the background making sure it all fits together.
Well, not just the background, but truly making all the pieces together and herding some of the cats, as it turns out, with the partners. So getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, part of what's nice for me, you know, I've been part of this since it started, but it's really nice for me to be able to work with all these really fine young people, you know, on this project every year and to see how, you know, it really gives you some faith in our young adults, you know, these days that, you know, that we have, you know, young people like this that are willing to do this and are really good at it too. So,
well, I guess maybe one thing we haven't even described too, I guess at this point, after 11 years, we just assume everyone knows what Furniture Amnesty Day is because at one point or another, most young people in Manhattan have probably participated, but maybe just walk us through the process because you go to City Park and you could collect a piece of furniture and how does that all work?
Yeah, great question. So I can kind of walk through a little bit of the day of and all the pieces that fit into that. If you're wanting to select furniture that day, a Furniture Amnesty Day, and so you know, we don't take anything that plugs in, so no TVs, no appliances, mm-hmm. but anything, couches, armchairs, bed frames, mattresses, dressers, side tables, dining room tables, I mean, the whole bit. So if you are looking to furnish your home, this is a great place to shop and look. But if you're wanting to select furniture on the 28th, the best way to do that would be to come to City Park to Baker Field at 8 a.m. on Friday the 28th. At 8 a.m. is when we'll start public registration, and so at that point you'll be able to select the time that you'd like to come pick up furniture between noon and 4 p.m. We do kind of shopping slots, if you will, that last about 15 minutes, so you can go in and select up to 5 pieces of furniture to take home with you. It is your responsibility, once you've selected that furniture, to make sure that it gets to your house or wherever you're taking it next. So we can't help with that part of the moving process. But if you come at 8 a.m., you can select your time slot for that afternoon to shop and select furniture. And then we'll need to remove it out of the park by 5 p.m. that afternoon.
And it would be worth noting, too, that we do have a hour time slot before noon where we've set aside for social service agencies and their caseworkers and clients to come and pick things out. You know, some people that maybe especially have need of some of that furniture. So I know we've got several different social service agencies that have participated in the past. The VA, for instance, last year I know came and brought several of their clients and their caseworkers, and they were just tickled to death to be able to, some of these clients, to be able to have furniture at no cost. I mean, that's the other thing, you know, is that this is not a sale. We don't sell anything. It's giveaway, so it doesn't cost anything for people to pick that furniture out.
Well, and Brad, it's interesting you bring that up, because a lot of times I think as a younger person, people get the perception that Furniture Amnesty Day, it's for college students looking to get rid of their furniture or pick up new furniture to furnish their new house or their new apartment. But it fills a really serious need within the community. So how have you gone about maybe communicating that message more effectively?
Yeah, I think that's Cons United Way does a really excellent job with working with social service agencies to spread the word on that. And so they provide excellent communication in that regard. And then also Hands-On K-State works with nonprofit organizations pretty closely in the Manhattan and surrounding communities as well. So we kind of have a network and outreach abilities in that regard. So yeah, we don't ask when people come to register to select furniture. We don't ask for any proof of need, but it's just self-identified need. If you need furniture, for whatever reason, you can come and pick it out.
What are some of the most popular pieces you see come into City Park on that day?
Yeah, you know, we see all kinds. As Kate said, we see furniture, you name it, I've seen it show up at that event, you know. But most of the time, there's really some pretty nice sofas, recliners, that kind of thing. Kitchen tables and chairs are pretty popular, I think, a lot of times. Dressers, just a whole litany of things. But probably the most of what we get are probably sofas and recliners. And, you know, somebody, if we pick something up or somebody brings something in and it's in really terrible shape and broken down, you know, we'll have a big roll-off dumpster there that day, and some of that stuff just gets pitched because, as I said, part of the original intent of this was just to get rid of some stuff that might otherwise get abandoned, you know, dumped in the streets or in the alleys or something. So, and on occasion, we get a piece of furniture that's just not good or worth giving away, and so some of that stuff gets dumped. But most of it's really good, reusable stuff, so.
One thing I would be curious to know, say you're getting ready to vacate your apartment, vacate your house, how do you go about getting your things from your living room or your kitchen into Furniture Amnesty Day?
Yeah, great. So we have a system in which we'll have different volunteers with trucks and trailers that can come and pick up your furniture. So the process is that you can get online at cityofmhk.com/furniture, and you can request to have furniture picked up the morning of the 28th. Or you can call the number, that's 785-587-2404, and just call in, say, hey, I have furniture. You'll have to put it in the alleyway or at the end of the driveway. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah, just somewhere out, side where the volunteers can get to it and pick it up easily without having to get in the house.
You don't want anybody going downstairs and bringing it up. So, make it accessible, and then we'll pick it up and bring it to the park. And you can also just drop it off at the park that morning. We'll have volunteers that'll unload it for you and get that taken care of.
So what happens to all the leftover furniture, if there is any?
Yeah, usually there's not a lot at the end of the day. What's left is probably things that I talked about before that are either broken or, you know, not in very good shape. And so that all just gets cleaned up, and it'll go in the big roll-off dumpster that we have there, and we'll get taken away at the end of the day.
As far as you know, have there been any other events across the state or in the region that have been inspired by Furniture Amnesty Day? Just because this is something that, you know, I think could be popular in other communities.
Yeah, it could. I'm not aware of any. It doesn't mean there aren't any unless these ladies know of someplace. But.
So last year and again this year, our main volunteer base are Mandela Washington Fellows, which is part of the Young African Leaders Initiative. K-State's hosting 25 fellows from sub-Saharan Africa for 6 weeks this summer. And they are, last year and again this summer, going to be our volunteers for the day and also help Hannah in the coordination of the event. Last summer, after volunteering, one of our fellows from Nigeria was interested in hosting a Furniture Amnesty Day in her community. So we had a few follow-up meetings, and I'm not sure if it took off or if it's happened yet, but it's on the books. Mm-hmm. So
it's international now.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up on 9:33 here in News Radio KMAN. We're going to go ahead and take a break, but we're talking about Furniture Amnesty Day this morning. And phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. We'll be right back after this.